This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Michael K. Turner, an integrative medicine physician and men's health specialist based in Tri-Cities, Washington. Called genuine caring and the best doctor in the world by patients, he brings a high degree of empathy, trademark optimism, and in-depth expertise to his practice. And Dr. Turner, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome, Eric. Very glad to be here. Looking forward to it.
I am as well, and thanks for your time. I know you're busy, so really appreciate you coming out. So, Dr. Turner, you have a very well-rounded practice with extensive studies in many lanes. What would you say is your favorite area of expertise? That would be the first question. And what is your East meets West approach?
Sure. Well, my favorite expertise would be a turnaround story, just a very good turnaround story, you know, restoring hope to people. This tends to be more complicated situations. I think of a woman, for example, who was in her mid-30s and was feeling tired and had gained a lot of weight. She used to be a competitive dancer, and at this point she was feeling sluggish and falling asleep in the afternoons, not able to even function at her job. She was having weak, achy pain throughout her body and just feeling like she wasn't getting answers and wasn't really even being heard with all of her previous experiences with her medical provider. So she came in just kind of in a really low emotional state, as you might imagine, and we've worked hard over the last year or so. It ended up being a thyroid problem. We also got her on some supplements and fixed her sleep disturbances. And she's chipper, happy, working, getting back into working out, losing weight, all of that. So my area of expertise would be these turnaround stories that are somewhat complicated, but ultimately very gratifying. And I especially enjoy working with men. So I'll have a lot of middle-aged guys come in and say, you know, my wife's nagging me, I probably need to lose a little weight, or I'm on too many meds from my doctor, or my sleep apnea is acting up or something. And I just kind of feel like the wheels are coming off, you know, and I used to be in a lot better shape than this, and I really want to turn things around. So I specialize in working with those types of people.
I like it. Good stuff and a good lead off here as well. Now, talk to us about when COVID hit and how did you pivot during that time in your practice?
Well, COVID hit, as you know, in spring of 2020, I had just gone into business for myself. I had worked at a hospital for about 12 years prior, which I enjoyed, but I was interested in going into business for myself so I could bring my vision of integrative healthcare to people. And I wanted to bring the best of traditional medical expertise, having gone to some of the top institutions such as Harvard and the Mayo Clinic. I wanted to bring that together with some of my interest in natural health approaches. I've always been one who is exercising and taking supplements and using infrared saunas and taking yoga classes, et cetera. And so as I worked at the hospital, I was doing outpatient rehabilitation, but there wasn't just enough room really for me to embrace all that I wanted to do. So I respectfully and amiably parted ways with the hospital, went into business for myself, launched MichaelTurnerMD.com. And we were off and running. And then a month or so into that, COVID hit, which was either terrible timing or good timing, depending how you want to look at it. And, you know, things shut down. But I had always wanted to do telemedicine from the beginning. So it launched me into a telemedicine portion of my practice. And it also launched me into taking care of people all over the country. I published a document that was pretty widespread called How to Prevent and Treat COVID. I also started getting some publicity through an organization called the FLCCC. For treating COVID effectively as an outpatient using their protocols. And so my business started to expand greatly all over the country, and I started treating a lot of COVID and found that quite rewarding. And again, it's that turnaround and it's that sense of restoring hope to people. I had people calling me from Maine to Hawaii to Florida and all parts in between, and sometimes desperate on the phone, you know, wheezing and coughing and trying to stay out of the hospital. And I was doing my best to help them achieve their goal. So it was a pretty dramatic year, or year and a half even.
Wow, that is tremendous. And yeah, when it comes down to it, a lot of this can be done by video or over the phone. So it sounds like you really pivoted in a great way there. Now, tell us your research and data on treating patients with ivermectin, if you would.
Yeah, ivermectin, sure. So I learned about it initially through a patient. And he said, I've been hearing about this ivermectin. Do you think there's any basis for it? Might it help me prevent COVID? I'm kind of concerned. I looked into it a little bit more. Most of my information and research initially was coming from a group called the FLCCC, Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance, which is a group of physicians and medical scientists that started in New York, kind of during the darkest moments of COVID, as you remember, when the hospitals were filling up and it was a terrible time. These doctors were coming together to think about best practices for treating COVID. And they're a nonprofit organization. They formed a website. They started disseminating information. It's actually since become worldwide. So there are people who pitch in from all over the world to help design their protocols. And they stay up on these protocols as well. You can think of it as the Wikipedia of how to treat COVID. They've gotten a lot of publicity, sometimes negative publicity, because of their promotion of ivermectin, amongst other treatments. But they find it, on balance, to be quite helpful. And so I did further investigation, and I would say as well, I've seen quite amazing results with it. I've seen patients go from being in the hospital to being on the street, you know, and back at home within several days of being on ivermectin, as well as times where patients were tottering, as I said, coughing, desatting, on the phone, sounding terrible, and we've been able to rescue that situation and turn them around. The beauty of ivermectin is several things. Number one, it directly binds the spike protein in the body. And as you may know, spike protein is the bad actor, if you will, of a COVID infection. It is what causes inflammation and damage to the blood vessels and predisposes to blood clotting, et cetera. Ivermectin also inhibits entry of the SARS-CoV-2 virus into the cell. Once it's in the cell, it further inhibits its replication. And so it works in many different respects, and it's also therefore still active against any variant of COVID. Whereas, for example, the vaccines tend to lose their efficacy because they're targeting only one area, which is the spike protein. If the spike protein changes much, the vaccine doesn't have as much of a target. Ivermectin, working in many different ways, continues to be helpful with all the different variants. It also has some strong anti-inflammatory properties. Of course, you can imagine you don't want a tremendous cascade of inflammation rolling through your body, much less your brain or your blood vessels. And so ivermectin has standalone strong anti-inflammatory properties. Not to mention it's generic, worldwide availability, and fairly inexpensive. It's off patent. It's been off patent for a number of years. So it's very compelling. It's a compelling story as a possible medication to repurpose against COVID. And as we've looked into it more and more, I've seen research and also a lot of firsthand experience with its benefits.
That certainly is some golden and some great information right there today. We're speaking with Dr. Michael K. Turner, an integrative medicine physician and men's health specialist based in Tri-Cities, Washington, here on eHealth Radio's COVID-19 and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, we saw you put out a COVID prevention plan and treatment plan. Tell us how one prevents contracting COVID. I'm sure who wouldn't want to hear anything about that?
Sure, Eric. Well, the first step is to have a strong immune system. Let's just start there. You know, I always have a discussion with my patients. Let's just get your immune system in top shape. That's going to be helpful against COVID, flu, viruses, or anything else. And by the way, most people may not realize this, a strong immune system is active against cancer as well. So a strong immune system is an anti-cancer immune system. There are cancerous cells developing in your body every day, but a strong immune system will do good surveillance, detection, and deal with them appropriately. So getting a strong immune system and keeping it there is always a good idea. So that's the first step. And I talk about things like sleep. Sleep is vitally important for the immune system. In fact, it's so important that it's not inaccurate to say that the quality of your immune system today is directly proportional to how much sleep you had last night. It's a day-by-day association. It's almost like feeling hungry and eating, right? If you're hungry today, you need to eat today. You can't get by on what you ate yesterday. It's the same idea with your immune system. If you want a strong immune system today, you need to have slept well last night. You can't get by on how you did in weeks or months past. It's a quick feedback loop. And we go into that in detail when I work with patients. We also go into exercise. For example, we know that exercise is good for just about anything you think of, but as regards the immune system, if you went out and took a 20-minute jog or did some kind of aerobic activity, and I measured circulating levels of white blood cells before and after, I would document higher circulating levels after your exercise. So it's an immediate boost to the immune system. It results in higher circulating levels of white blood cells. Then there are concepts like certain foods to avoid, such as sugar, which is very negative for the immune system, and certain foods to add, such as mushrooms, aged garlic, probiotics. So we have an in-depth discussion with patients and get them optimized on their immune system strength. That's really step one. Step two would be supplementing that with certain supplements. So certain supplements are known to have specific activity against COVID. For example, zinc. Zinc directly inhibits viral replication. For example, vitamin C. Vitamin C has some strong anti-inflammatory properties and some further immune-enhancing properties and some other ones. So these are published on the FLCCC website. I take my cue from them with a couple of others that I add in. But basically, there are a few that are known to be quite active in a COVID infection for either prevention or treatment. So we get people on a few supplements. Step three would be considering certain kinds of medications. So something simple would be over-the-counter mouthwash. So Listerine, for example, or several different kinds of mouthwashes are known to be highly active against COVID. It was actually the dental community that first discovered this. There's been a lot of published research. But since COVID tends to hang out in your nose or in your throat, if you simply gargle deeply back in your throat with mouthwash 2-3 times a day, as well as perhaps swab your nose to the best of your ability, highly active in killing COVID on contact. There are also some other nasal sprays that have been approved that you can find, such as povidone iodine solution nasal sprays that will also kill COVID if used preventatively. And then there are certain medications that can be taken. So we mentioned ivermectin. There's data that if you took ivermectin preventatively, you can prevent COVID contraction. A lot of this data has come out of studies done with healthcare workers. So they'll give groups of healthcare workers a certain dose of ivermectin, say once a week or twice a week, and they notice that the contraction rates of COVID are much lower. Hydroxychloroquine also has some data as far as prevention. Hydroxychloroquine, as you may know, has been highly controversial as well. And the reason is that it's helpful if given early, but not if given late. And so we need to stay on appropriate use of that medication. But if given early in the treatment of COVID or even as prevention, there's data that that can be helpful. Again, hydroxychloroquine helps interfere with replication of the virus. So those would be the concepts for prevention. And it can function quite well. I'll have patients who are, let's say, in poor health or elderly or in high areas of COVID or all three of those and are just very, very concerned not to come down with COVID. And they ask me in all conscience with some desperation even, what can I do to prevent this illness? And I need to be able to give them a good answer.
That is a truckload of some good information right there. Really do appreciate that. I consider that as bonus information. And much appreciated. Now, let's get back to telemedicine. What about your telemedicine platform? What types of patients would benefit the most from this? And do you see this as the future for medicine practice?
Yes, I do. I do see it as a future in many respects. So I have patients that I can connect with through telemedicine all over the country and even internationally. Sometimes it's a video call, sometimes it's a phone call. But it offers tremendous convenience for the patient, as you might imagine, right? So I have patients who are, let's say, housebound because they're debilitated. Let's say I have a senior who has a walker and furthermore doesn't have a car, can't drive, right? In order for her to come see me, she has to contact the local dial-a-ride service or some such service, right? Schedule that, try to get down, try to navigate, get in and out of the van, use the walker, get to my office, go back home. So I have some patients, you know, it's literally 2 hours on either side of my actual visit just to come see me. Telemedicine, of course, cuts through all of that. I've been able to treat patients from the comfort of their homes. I've been able to treat patients from their car on their cell phone in the middle of driving, you know, long distances, in the comfort of their living rooms, other types of scenarios like that. So it cuts through time and space to bring efficiency to the doctor-patient interaction and to get that world-class advice and to get the questions answered just from the convenience of their home or at their own computer as they're writing down their list of questions or looking things up online as they talk to me. Patients love it, frankly, and it's been quite a nice option to offer.
Dr. Turner, really have appreciated your visit with us here today. A lot of positive conversation and information as we look ahead and considering COVID and how to protect ourselves from getting this virus. As we conclude today, as you had mentioned, patients seek you out from all over the country. What is the one advice that you would want to share with everyone on keeping healthy during these difficult times?
Sure. Well, I'll mention two things. I'll mention number one, to focus on sleep, to focus on adequate, high quality sleep to the best of your ability. I would call it the neglected pillar of health, but the more we study it, the more beneficial we find that sleep is for overall health and wellness. This gets into things, obviously, like your level of mental and physical energy the next day, but it also gets into the strength of your immune system, as I mentioned. The strength of your immune system today is only as good as the quality of your sleep last night. It gets into weight loss. It gets into even mental health as far as feeling depressed or anxious. It gets into anti-cancer. It gets into levels of inflammation and oxidative stress in your body. So if I touched you with a magic wand and you got a solid 7-8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night, it's like rejuvenation going through your body on almost every organ system on a daily basis. And that adds up quickly. So sleep is one thing that everyone's going to do every day that will have a tremendous impact on your health and wellness, right? I could say, hey, everyone should go, of course, get some exercise, but not everyone's going to necessarily exercise every day, right? People would be too busy, but people are going to sleep every day. And so if you can put your sleep in A+ category for optimal health, you will notice the benefits. I talk to patients a lot about that. There are lots of tips and tricks and concepts that we could bring to bear, but it's very important. And I'll just mention, for example, melatonin. I'm a big fan of taking melatonin. It's natural. Melatonin also has strong anti-cancer benefits and strong immune enhancing benefits besides helping people sleep better. So I'll typically start some melatonin and I'll talk about other ways to get a restful night's sleep, things from essential oils to bedtime journaling to magnesium to certain supplements like GABA or sometimes pharmaceutical medications at times as well can be very helpful to restore that deep sleep.
A great place to conclude, and really do appreciate all the advice and insights shared here today. Where can listeners get more information on yourself and connect with you online?
Well, thank you, Eric. The easiest way would be through my website, michaelturnermd.com. And as well, I'll provide some notes that you can post, show notes, where people can connect with me on social media. But the website's the primary modes of interaction. I have a fantastic staff, and we look forward to reaching out to people and helping them with their needs.
Hey, that sounds easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Turner, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I enjoyed it very much.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Michael K. Turner, an integrative medicine physician and men's health specialist based in Tri-Cities, Washington. And for all the details, visit michaelturnermd.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.